Hey guys, welcome back to The Dish, and I'm here with two special ladies, and we're going to be talking on something very, very interesting today. But before I start, I forgot to even tell you guys that I do affirmations before I start my podcast. So, do you know affirmations? Obviously, sorry. So, I do like 5 affirmations on top of my head, and you can affirm something in your life, you can also affirm. So, I'm just going to start so you can use me as a guide on what you get. Okay, so I affirm that I'm receiving everything that I have ever wanted and ever worked hard for. I affirm that I received peace of mind. I affirm that I have overcome my mental illnesses and all my health problems. I'm free of my illnesses. And lastly, I affirm that Nigeria is healed. Okay, who wants to go next? Okay. Introduce yourself, and you know.
Hello, guys. My name is Elizabeth. And let me go with my affirmation.
Very close to your mouth. Oh, it's very long. No, go ahead.
I affirm that I am blessed. Okay. I affirm that the work of my heart is blessed. I affirm that I shall prosper in all that I do. I affirm that I'll be a blessing to my generation. I affirm that. Lives
should
be blessed and touched through.
Should have started with you. That's amazing. That was amazing. Like, I would have actually started with you so I can steal some of your information. Okay, yours.
Okay, it's you, precious. I affirm that I'll have a fulfilled life.
Okay.
I affirm that my fashion business will grow.
Okay.
I affirm that my family will be blessed.
Yes.
I affirm that my friends and my loved ones will succeed. Mm-hmm. I affirm that those that love me will be loved, and those that pray for me will pray for. Those that curse me will be cursed.
She just had to put that in there.
And those that that pray for me won't be other. God will continue to honor them.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Hallelujah.
That was beautiful. Oh my God, you guys had the best first time. Yes, yes. You guys had the best first time, because my first time was not this smooth. Anyway, today we are talking about dating, and the topic is how to date right. So I'm picking their brains, because me, I need help too, because my dear, it's crazy out here in the streets, man.
She's not single.
I'm gonna stone you.
She's the mama in the relationship.
Oh, please, both of you, help me out.
I do not know.
We need some wisdom.
What she's talking about.
We need some wisdom. Don't leave us, please.
Please. Okay, so, I have a couple of questions to start with for you guys. So I'm just going to start with the question. I'm going to pose this question. Whoever wants to start answering can start. Okay, so this is the first question I have. What does dating mean to you? I just give you the bike so you can just book. Anybody can talk.
Before this podcast started, I told you a love all is the mother of mothers.
Okay.
She's a girlfriend of girlfriends and the wives of wives.
Okay, why are you
wife? She should be actually answering this question first, because she has wealth of wisdom.
Ooh,
okay. What does dating mean? Dating to me is getting to know someone at first, getting well acquainted with them, getting to understand them, being in a relationship with them, and hopeful that something beautiful like marriage comes out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. What about you?
Okay, for me, dating is when you meet someone. You guys are, it could be online, it could be physical. When you guys start getting to know each other, it could be through chatting, or you guys can agree to meet in person or go out on dates. And that stage at which you start, talking, sharing your vibes. You guys start vibing together. And just, talking and just nothing serious, just going, getting along with each other. For me, that's my view on what dating is.
You guys said everything I had in my head. But I feel dating to me is you're trying to find out who is more compatible for you. So you have, to me, most people think it's just one person. Even if I start talking to one person and I'm talking to that one person till eventually So to me, it's like, let me see. Okay, I'm open. I've gone through my whole healing process. I'm ready to go back to the streets. So now let me start checking. Keep my we can start with dating apps. Actually, I've never. Have you guys? By the way, have you guys been on Tinder?
I haven't.
But someone.
I'm open to it though, but I've never had any reason to be on it.
Someone told me to download.
I'm actually curious.
Tinder for Nigeria. It's really interesting.
Have you checked on this?
Yes,
but
I
with the, with the rate of insecurity in Nigeria, I don't think
it's safe. Nigerians have turned it into a hookup app, like Grindr.
Are you?
I feel like Tinder is actually a hookup app. I'm not sure, but it's basically you guys meet each other, get to know. Oh, I'm talking to Tunde. I'm also talking to Musa because I want to know who is more compatible. I feel like that's what's dating.
Okay.
Yes. I had a very important question. I forgot.
But can I contribute something to it?
Oh yeah, you can.
Alright. I don't know a lot.
Oh, you know.
You know everything in Jesus' name.
Like I said,
mama of the relationship.
Like I said, Ella is the mama of the number.
Oh my god.
So she knows better.
Okay,
I really don't know what the line between courtship and dating is, yeah? Because these words are often used interchangeably.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But I am one of those people that use courting for dating.
Okay,
and dating
for
courting.
Okay.
Okay, let's not assume. Let me just say my thoughts.
Okay.
Dating is courting.
Yeah.
Okay, so to me though, the process of getting to know someone, trying to talk to more than one person. Of course, if you're single and you're trying to mingle, you don't. You
but
can't
the,
be,
the
you
thing
can't
is,
be
we are trying
to one person at a time. Like you. Guys,
the thing is, guys don't like hearing that because they call you a whore or she's for the streets, and I don't want.
But that process of you talking to that to a person, yeah, nothing intimate is happening. You're just getting to know them.
But how would you?
It's probably not even defined yet. You guys are not even official yet. I feel
obviously you guys are not official.
The officiality of it is now what makes it become dating to me. That process of trying to understand who Tayo is, trying to know who Shegun is or who Emeka is, I think it's just a talking process of talking. So I wouldn't really consider that dating. Maybe just say, what word are we going to use for this now?
Like you said, you say courtship and then dating. But I feel courtship is more, I found the person I'm more compatible with.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'm being audible. I found the person I'm more compatible with. No, don't worry, I'm good. I found the person I'm more comfortable with, and now we are courting.
Okay.
Then we'll get to the relationship,
marriage.
Then marriage.
That's okay, so your own process is dating is meeting people,
just
talking,
dating.
Randomly,
I'm allowed, I'm
checking
opening
out, opening
myself to.
Then courting is I found you.
Now you're compatible.
You're
compatible. Find out more about you.
Then
you have the intention of marrying the person.
Or dating.
Okay.
Or being in a relationship. Marriage is another topic.
The process, is the same in our head, but we just have different things.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
But I have a question. I hope I'm being audible because I don't have a mic. But I feel high. Okay. So the thing is, why most guys don't like that? I want to ask you this question. Most guys don't like hearing, or maybe you meet a guy today and he's like, you're texting him and he now finds out you're also texting another guy and he gets jealous or gets. Most guys these days will be like, ah, that girl is just horrible. That girl is just for the streets. Let me just.
It's really not that deep.
So I want to ask you, what do you think about that?
Okay, I've had a lot of experience
with that.
I said this.
Stop it. Elizabeth, what's it?
You have to cast that.
Okay, like from the onset, you know, when before this whole thing started, I talked to. Thing is, I don't know. Like, there's just this thing. I have a lot of male friends.
Let's just call them friends.
Like, I talk to a lot of guys. I meet a lot of guys, right? And so I feel like if I meet a guy and I'm chatting with him or we're talking, that shouldn't stop me from talking to another guy.
Yes, exactly. But most people, most guys don't like that. They don't think it's a desirable quality.
And well, that's where the problem is.
They don't have
is,
to like it.
I'm not accountable to you. When I start seeing that, okay, you are complaining about that, I ask you, okay, what is it you've like? I just got to know you, and why are you jumping?
But who amongst all the guys, especially in Nigeria, would who you find
okay, come open to?
Oh, I know you're talking to other people. I'll wait.
Well, it depends.
Let me throw this question back to you guys.
Okay.
If you find out the person you're talking to at the moment is also talking to other girls,
mm-hmm.
or that another girl,
mm-hmm.
how you handle it? Would you? You know, Nigerian girls, we have pride.
Mm, yeah.
We are not going to be the one to chase. Definitely me. Let me talk for myself. If I find out, although yes, I'm like open minded and I'm like whatever, I might feel it needs to be bad. I'm like, why?
Let me paint this scenario. Actually, something recently happened. Like, I'm close to this person, right? And so the person was talking to another girl.
Yeah.
But I was okay, right?
Right.
But the person was looking
were
at
you
me.
Okay?
No, I was actually okay because it depends. Like, if this person is your friend, except probably you have feelings for the person. Like, you would feel okay.
Okay, no, we are talking about somebody. Like, you're dating to enter to court and not like, if obviously I don't care about you.
Okay.
I don't even want to. I even want you. Bye. Yeah, just my G. Like, I'm. You're my friend, but I'm dating other guys.
Oh my god, it's a red flag for me. I'll feel.
You see,
I'll feel something.
It's not a red flag for me.
Why isn't it a red flag for you?
Okay, I meet this guy. Nothing is definite or defined between us yet. You've not.
Yeah, but you like
me.
Him. You're attracted to him.
Eh. I don't know, I'm not entitled to explanations.
You're like, you know, check, you see one heart emoji beside a girl's name, and you're like, oh, okay, interesting. And it's not mom.
I would ask.
See, who is that? Oh,
I can ask.
Guys are secretive these days, and they don't want to talk too much about what's going on in their lives.
Because I'm probably talking to someone else too. So,
But the thing is, if you are talking to other people, it won't really hurt you that much. You're not investing everything.
But yeah, it's a different thing if you're actually investing in that guy and you're actually giving him that attention.
I think the issue has to be, this guy
wants to play me. I mean,
okay. Here is the thing for me. Yeah.
Okay.
In that process of talking, talking stage, yeah, you have to define what you yourself are doing.
Okay.
Define it. Okay. I'm talking to this person. Am I ready to let go of other communication with other people? Just to continue talking to
that's
this
when
guy,
you've chosen
to know him. Not, you've not even probably chosen him. Things are
why
never
would you
done.
Do that?
I'm just asking. Okay, if you've not done that, then you should not have a problem
that,
with
yeah,
him
that's
talking.
What we are saying.
You should not have a problem with
yeah,
him talking
exactly.
to other girls.
Exactly.
As much as you might feel somehow, but he does not actually owe you an explanation at that moment.
So I feel like our advice for this particular segment right now, this dating other people who are dating multiple people, is we advise you guys to date multiple people too. Why we also date multiple people too? So do not like be 100% invested, especially guys, because I feel like that's why, you know, I don't even think guys like don't date multiple girls. They're just like possessive. Like, I want this one, I want everybody.
The feeling of having girls around,
yes.
Like just talking to random people.
Yes, they
like,
want everybody.
They
are talking to other girls, but they don't want you
to
talk
to
other
people.
Just
yeah.
the possessive
mm-hmm.
nature. So, okay,
yeah.
let's move on to the next question. This is getting really steamy. Okay, are you in a relationship, and how is your experience, or was your experience if you've been in past relationship, if you're single?
I think we'll give two mics to
Loho. Okay, let's start with Loho.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship, and what is your current experience?
Okay, I'm currently in a relationship.
I told you.
Stop it.
For how long have you been in a relationship?
Okay, 7 months.
Aww,
yeah,
still
yeah.
Baby relationship.
Yeah. 7 months.
Still the honeymoon phase.
Stop.
So she's like,
no.
I'm in a relationship.
Can't say she's
blushing.
I'm telling you, God.
No, forget. We've passed. Like, I was still even discussing my roommates that. Like, I mean, we're getting to that understanding stage now. Like, our true selves.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is now it's showing out now. So okay. Yeah, there's a lot of.
Are you willing to share with us what the things that you might not mention your partner's name, but can you educate us? So when we are in a relationship, we
I need
also
a pen,
be
please. I need
looking,
a pen.
Looking out for all these things.
So, pass me that jotter.
Oh my god.
Okay. Number one.
So what things have you noticed that made you excited and feel like, oh, thank God, oh, he's mine, oh, I'm grateful? Or what things have you experienced that make you like, okay, did I make a bad decision? So let's start with the good ones.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, like this guy, in terms of care,
okay,
and someone that wants your growth, like he wants the best for you, like we always say, your win is my win. Aww. Like it will change it for me.
God,
that you should God, you should
win.
Be making your own money. Any money I give you, people should be
you
an extra.
Harvest this man from?
God,
what plantation did you get it from?
God, stop, I'm blushing.
We are looking for, please.
Okay, so like he's a very ambitious guy, and like his ambition actually makes me want to be ambitious. Like he just
does he have a cousin? Or brother?
Yes, like he always say to me that, see, like let me just start doing all the work now so that later they say work now and play later. So he's doing all these things and he's telling me, see, start working, start doing something so that later it won't be too late though, because the way the world is going, you have to do something.
That's a good one.
Apart from 9 to 5, 9 to 5 cannot sustain you.
Exactly.
The way the world is, you should have your own thing. You should have other. We have to have multiple streams. Like
streams
you got
of
multiple streams of income. You cannot just dwell on
one thing.
Anymore.
So he basically lifts you up and he makes you a better person.
Like he tells me that even for financially, I will always be there for you. Just bring your plan and I would
please
invest
help me
for you.
Can I have two of these?
So can you give us we've heard the sweet okay. part. Now you give us the tea.
Okay. Before we start dating, it was during the COVID. Lockdown. And so he messaged me, he has been stalking me for a year.
Wow, they've casted you.
Okay, so when we started talking, we're always talking every time, we're always chatting every time, video calls, all that. And so I was used to that, right?
Okay.
And so now we're actually getting to that point whereby we're now busy, like that is lessening now. It's more like, okay, everyone is doing their own thing, and the communication is not.
No,
it has
that's,
not.
You passed that stage.
Yeah, we passed that stage of all the mushy, and you know.
You guys are
that.
Now doing business.
So
now.
It's not like we're both busy and trying to balance that as being not like more of an issue, but it's a challenge. Although we're discussing and trying to.
Are there any personal behaviors that you've started to notice that okay? Why is being like this?
Nigga's just busy. Like
you're never around him.
I like attention. I do see him but,
once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. But is that?
So that's just the thing. Lack of attention is
no lack of attention. It's just
it's reducing.
I mean, I'm like my love language is quality time.
Okay, we can answer. You know. You've already entered the next topic. Very nice. Yeah. On to you, Mrs.
Mama of relationships.
I don't know.
10 years. 10 years.
Please, 10 years. Please, let's take our notes.
We need to. I need a paper, please.
So,
paper.
I'll still pose the same question to you. How has your relationship been so far? And have there, obviously, there have been ups and downs. And are you willing to share with us the ups and the downs and what you learned from them? I think the question is kind of different because I feel like she said your relationship is longer than
it's not to 10 years, but it's way longer.
How long have you been in a relationship?
She's my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us what were the ups, what were down, and what have you learned from it? Do you want to continue or you're starting to feel as if
to
enter?
Continue?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, she's already said yes, so don't worry, kneeling down. Don't kneel down. She has said yes. So tell us.
Okay, the ups. Let's see. He's a good person.
Oh, so cute.
He's genuinely good. Not just because he's in a relationship with me. He's a good person. He's a kind person. Not just to me, but to everybody.
Hmm.
And he's caring, he's compassionate, he's kind, and I really, really like that about him. I like the fact that he's not one person with me, and it's another person.
Okay, he doesn't change his personality.
No, he's just one sweet human being.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I really, really like that. He's caring.
Oh my god.
This is one's gonna run and meet Bae.
I need some tissues.
Is that because we started dating 2 years ago?
Okay.
Yeah. From that time till now, there's never been one day we've not spoken.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yes.
Every day.
Even when you guys are fighting.
Every day. We don't even go to bed angry at each other. We've never gone to bed angry with each other. Our communication. Maybe because before we started dating, we were friends are in that what you call the dating phase.
Yeah. Yes.
That your definition of dating.
The situationship.
That situationship. We're in that phase for like a very long time, mm-hmm. getting to know each other and getting to understand each other and everything.
Yeah.
So it's really helped the friendship we had
yeah.
before the relationship officially started. Really, really, really helped us, and communication between us is almost perfect.
Okay.
So I won't even say that communication has declined, because really it hasn't declined.
Okay, so have you noticed anything about him that you are starting to that irritates you? I would just say irritates you.
I would not say irritates per se. Not irritating, but sometimes it can be very impatient. Not
okay. Does he push you like is he impatient in one sense? Does he push like is it wait now, just take your time, or or babe, don't worry, everything's going to happen, just wait, and he's like getting angry over there.
No, okay. Not that kind of impatient. Definitely not that. Maybe impatient is not the word. I'm trying to look for the word.
I have so many words though, but qualify. I don't want to position them. I'm so rock starts fight.
Okay.
Oga does not calm down. He's not calming
he
down.
He calms down, isn't like, he's a very gentle person. I'm coming, no, please. I need to find this word.
He's coming.
Okay, how will you describe Dave? The behavior.
Okay, when he's in his feelings, yeah, and he's letting out emotions,
okay,
yeah, he just wants to keep talking.
Wow, how is that a red flag?
It's not a red flag. Sometimes wow. I want to talk when you're talking too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is where the impatience comes in. Yeah?
Okay.
If I'm in that situation, maybe I'm in my feelings and I want to vent about something.
Yeah.
He's not so patient to listen to.
So he's quick. So he wants to say something. He doesn't give you room to express your feelings. He's overwhelming you with his feelings, but he's not giving you room to giving feedback on how you feel.
He does it
unconsciously.
Unconsciously. Okay. It's not like
he's intentionally.
Like, I've called him out on it and apologized, and he's even doing better lately. But that has been one thing that I've actually not liked about him.
So what have you learned from, you know, has he taught you anything that, okay, because of this relationship I've learned to be to think this way, or I've learned to
I've learned so many things. I'll just pick one.
Can I also you should give me one after her. Like, give me one thing you've learned so far from your partner that has made you better generally as a person.
Just like she was describing earlier about her boyfriend being an industrious and vision-driven person.
Okay.
My boyfriend is very much like that too.
Okay.
And I learned that. I won't say I'm not an industrious person, or I was not vision-driven or anything, but I used to be very lazy. I'm not getting it.
Were you mean vast life?
Best friends, I beg.
I swear.
I beg. I just want to eat with
and enjoy.
But he's always developing himself.
Okay.
He's always growing himself.
Very important.
He's trying to do something to make him better than who he is career-wise and in every other aspect. And I really like that. But and I've also learned that from him as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So it makes me this is who I want to be. This is what I want to achieve. What am I doing?
Okay.
What steps am I taking to make sure I get to this?
So he motivates you to
motivates
to not be lazy and just stand up and try, because you're seeing him.
And he's not even like telling me to do. I just watch
you just
him.
See him and be like, I should be like
should
this.
Be like
I like this. It. I like that. I like at least even. I'm not saying you guys should break up, but if you guys should break up, you can say that I've experienced somebody, not just we're just dating.
Yeah,
you're
not learning. We're not learning anything from.
Tell me
person.
Yours. What's yours?
Okay. Okay, there was one peculiar thing I actually noticed along the line and I was struck. Like, it was just like, you know when you see that about someone, like this one was just an excess. Like at some point I started to complain, like, you're too nice.
Hey, he's so generous.
He's generous to the core. Like, there was one experience we had, like we were talking and randomly a friend of his like called him like in my front and I was like, see, like told him about something I was going through and he said he needed an amount to purchase a car that he needed the money, so like someone was ready to buy him to do all that. And so like he looked at me and was like, do you have that money? He was like, of course it's my friend, I have to come through for him. I'm talking about a small amount. Another person could be like, oh no, like, I need something. But he sent it. When it was time for the person to pay back, he told him, just give me half.
Oh,
like, I just noticed, like, after, like from there, wow, like, this guy taught me a lot.
So he taught you to be more generous and you realized that as you give, you receive.
I was not that generous before I met him, but now, he has just put that, you know, generosity in me, that to just give something without having to think twice about it. And it has really been working, and he has not, my God's grace, God has been blessing him for it.
That's actually so sweet.
Yeah.
I want to contribute, but I don't. Don't worry.
Soon.
Yeah. So we are entering story time. So, segments. We are going to talk about our experiences, our dates from hell and dates from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And I'm talking about when I say date, I mean like, oh, I'm going out on a date with a guy. It could be from your past or your future. I don't know.
God help me.
So we are talking about horrible dates and good dates and how we can learn from that. So who's going to start? Should I start?
The mama of the relationship.
Okay. Let me get your question correctly.
Okay.
Is it like dating?
No, like we go out on a date.
This
from hell, date from hell. I've had the experience with that.
Can you?
Let me start so you can
okay.
Use my.
Yeah, we need to actually.
I've not even gone on many dates. So.
Maybe I feel like you guys have.
Okay, maybe you should.
No, okay. Let me use the mic.
Yeah.
Okay, my experience. I'm gonna start with my worst dates. So basically, this date is actually very, very. Okay, yeah, this was my worst date. So basically, I met this guy on social media. He DM'd me. He has been DM'd me for a while. And just something just said, just respond to these DMs. And I responded, and then we started talking. And he's like, oh, I live in Lagos, whatever. Ah, my gosh. This is an anonymous person. You don't even know that I'm telling the truth, so it's not you. I'm not subbing you. So basically, I went out on the date. First of all, I came to Lagos and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in Lagos. And he was like, oh, let's hang out. Come over to my house. So that was number one red flag. And I'm like, no, I want to go to a restaurant. And then he was like grumbling away. I was like, oh God, this is a turn off. But let me just give him the benefit of the doubt. So basically, he was now reluctantly, he said, oh, let's meet at a restaurant at so and so place. I was like, fine. I got ready. I went there. I was a little bit late because we didn't plan properly.
Yeah.
So I got there. And then he's already there. His face is so like frowned. Like he looked so angry. And
wow.
Yeah, he looked so angry. He was just like this. He was on his phone. Yes, I remember this one. He was on his phone. I came in. I sat down. I was like, hi. And he was like, oh, hi.
Wow.
And I'm like, one thing, I'm going to digress a little bit and just say something. One thing I hate here is when I go on a date, I don't go on the date with the mindset that I want you to pay for my food. Because I really don't care. Like, me, I'm not even speaking about my personality. I don't care. I don't really care about so many things. So, me, if I'm out on a date and if I see something on the menu and I want to eat and I say I can afford it, I'm ordering it. Not because I want you to pay for it. So, I sat and I was like, oh, I want to get a drink. I want to get, like, a liquor. And I was like, okay, let me get. And I waved the waitress. I was like, hey, come, please give me your drinks menu. You're looking at me like this. Why is she picking drinks menu? Let me see the drink she's going to pick.
Wow.
And they said, oh, the menu is online. You have to go to one website something because of Corona. And I opened the website and I see the drink I want. I'm like, how much? I already spent. What is this? What is it? I'm talking about it. He quickly goes and checks. 6,500. You know, his face changed. He wanted to fight me.
Are you serious?
It's crazy. So,
wow.
And I said, I was like, me in my head, I just like, this guy doesn't even know me because I don't really care if.
pay
if you're gonna pay or not. So me, I'm just here sitting down, and I say, okay, bring this for me, and then bring. I mean, this is how I am when I'm in a restaurant, because I know I can. And what I'm thinking about is I'm paying for my food. I don't care about you. I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. Bring wings. Bring this. This is me ordering because I know I'm going to pay for it. At the back of my mind, it's me. I'm not thinking about whether you're gonna pay for it or not. I'm hungry. I want to eat. We are here to talk. I don't really care about whether. So I'm ordering, and he's looking like boiling. Yeah, I could see it in his face. And then I ordered, and then they brought his own food. And now something else struck me, and I realized that this guy actually didn't offer me to order anything. I just literally ordered based on me being. He didn't say, oh, bring the menu for her. We literally had a conversation before. I was like, I want a drink. And I was like, this is a red flag. Wow. Very selfish. You
definitely a red flag.
Gross. One thing I hate is stingy people. Not because I want your money, just because it's why. But why? Like, why? what are you saving your money for? It's so gross. So basically, I was really turned off. And oh my god, the interesting part is coming. So we finished, though. I finished eating. Me, as usual, I finished eating my food. And I was like, oh, bring the bill. Can you? I know. I said, bring my bill, because he already paid. He said, oh, I already paid for my own spaghetti. I didn't even know. I thought you were ever going to stand me up. And I was like,
serious?
I don't really care. Bring my bill. I was really grossed out.
Wow.
My bill. And then they brought my bill. And I bring up my card and I pay for my food. Gross. I know. You guys are like,
on a date.
I know. But like, regardless, I don't care. But it's just the way he was treating me that really mattered. Not even because he paid or not. Just relax. I mean, just calm down. So basically,
wow,
we finished. And then, by the way, throughout the day, this is what he was doing. Mm-hmm.
On his phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already paid for my spaghetti. You, I even thought you were going to stand me up. Gross. Disgusting.
Tell me you never spoke.
I'm a homebody. You see me now. I'm just on my own. You made me leave my house. Oh, I was so pissed.
Oh, anyways,
I swear.
Oh my god.
So basically, let me just try it up. So basically, we finished. And then, God, this guy is now paining me. I don't remember the part that pained me. This guy was heading my direction. We were both going back to Lekki. He drove here. And, today I'm actually realizing that guy was full of shit. And he was like, I was like, oh, he said, oh, you're going to get an Uber. I was like, oh, where are you going to? He was like, oh, I'm going to Lekki, but I'm going to go and play whatever the fuck, I don't know, one game in my friend's house. Or watch the game in my friend's place. And I'm like, okay,
Jesus.
So I ordered Uber. Guys, sometimes that's stupid. Please educate yourself. Now you're listening to this podcast. If this is you, please, for the sake of yourself, not even for girls, educate yourself, please. So I ordered my Uber. Uber hasn't come here. He has already gone out to his car. I'm here waiting. I'm trying to call my Uber. I'm standing on the road with my dress and everything, calling my Uber. He literally is in, like, see his car right there, parked there, and he's trying to enter his car. Literally does not give me. He just only whines. I'm like, have you gotten your Uber yet? And
wow.
I'm like, no. He's like, okay. Now zooms off.
Wow.
I now had to cancel my Uber. Now had to hit. It was just a very horrible day. My advice to guys is, if you want to invite a girl out on a date, nobody say you should treat her like your mommy or your sister, but treat her the way you treat yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about open the door for me. Me, I don't really care about open the door. Just
be a good human.
Yes,
just
be a,
nice.
Have common sense and be nice. It doesn't kill you. It's literally zero naira. I'm not even asking you to pay for my meal. I'm just like, be nice.
Like, you literally paid for your meal.
Be nice,
like,
just talk to me
yourself.
Like a nice person. So basically, that was like one of the, that's not the worst so far. Secondly, my best dates I've been on was recently, actually. We went to the beach and we just had an amazing time. We did a shoot, we got drinks, and we were just enjoying the weather. And he was literally like, we were just having fun playing. Nobody was like uptight and like, oh, I'm better than this person because I'm here. I have one here. We're literally just being human beings and being human and being free. We didn't even really spend much. We just had the best time and we left. I went home peacefully, and it was not like the fanciest of the fanciest restaurant, but we had a genuine, amazing time
together.
Are
you dating this person?
long story. So you, who wants to go first? Now you heard my own story, so who wants to go first? Okay.
I've actually not had any.
You've never gone on a date?
No, I've gone on dates, but
it's all good.
Yeah, no. Oh my god, good. But we're just basically
there. So nobody has ever pissed you off on a date? No guy has done. Please, can you split the bill? Or can you bring her own bill? Say she's a feminist, bring her bill. If a guy should even do that to me, man, I'll be like, please bring my bill.
Like, boss me.
Excuse me.
I have that vex money.
Always call me your vex money.
Very important.
So you've never had to bring out the vex money too. That means you've been making great decisions. What about, you've never had a horrible experience with any guy in your past that you guys hung out?
Is this someone I've dated?
Not in a relationship, or like.
So, okay.
Maybe invited you out, but like maybe neglected you throughout the whole act.
No, still no.
Please, can you be my dating coach? Tell me.
Like I said, my mom's a relationship.
Tell me what and what I should be doing so I keep avoiding.
It's really not about me, it's about them. I think I've done with sensitive people, or I've met sensitive people.
Okay. So, what about you?
Damn. Okay.
So you're going to give us one long story time.
Yeah, I'll start with the irritating, the bad date, the experience I had. That was during service, my service year.
Okay,
NYSC.
That was one of my horrible years.
Okay, I met someone. No, I've never met the person.
In real life?
Yeah, physically. God. So it was via
online. But you saw the pictures of the guy.
Yeah, status. But you know, like
Jesus. Like, so it's not even Instagram.
No, it was WhatsApp. No, it was on IG. It was on IG because the person wouldn't get my. But people should have their ways of getting people's contact too, because they can call a friend. Call a friend,
and they'll not call you.
Yeah, they'll call you. But yeah, because I run a business, so my WhatsApp. I think it was WhatsApp. My WhatsApp number was on the page because of the business. My business that I was doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the person messaged me. What's up? Hi. Like I didn't even accept to even go on a date with the person at the first time. I think it took like weeks.
Okay.
So I said, okay, let me just, you know, let me just answer. Okay, so we met, yeah. First of all, I'm a very thoughtful person and just try as much as possible to, even if you are picking a good location, try as much as possible make it cool and, you know, so the person could be comfortable.
Because
I'm not a kind of, I don't really like the outdoor, like loud.
Okay.
Like at least let it be not,
nice and cozy.
Yeah, let it be nice and cozy, but still let it not be too intimate.
You didn't take it to the club, please.
No, not club. I don't like club.
I was about to have high blood pressure.
I don't like club. Headache. Okay, so
was your first date in the club?
Wow,
I won't even go.
Okay, so we got talking and all, and I was asking. I mean, he was polite. He offered to get, like, he was like, oh, what do you want? I was like, I want this, I got that. So he, you know, we paid. We're just, you know, random talks. I'm just talking random, and he was like, okay, what are you doing after? Oh, I'm going home. So I was looking at him. He was looking at me some type of way. I was looking at him back. He was like, okay, you look like you're bored. I was like, did I tell you that?
Well, you guys were not talking.
We were talking. Like after, it was like when we're done with everything, conversation. So it was time for me to, like,
you're getting late.
Yeah, it was getting late. It was an hour, like. So it was getting dark. I needed to go home. I was like, okay, it's late. Can I go home now? He was like, you're going home. It's
yes,
too early.
Sir. Where would else would
it's
I go
too
to?
Too early. You look like, you know, when you came, you looked like you were bored. When you started talking to me, I'm sure you were enjoying yourself, right? I was like, okay.
Who the hell
you.
Is this person?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? He was like, you could just, you know, can you, like, you could just spend the night with me. I have my friends, you know, that are coming around. We could just go out, spend the night, all that.
Wow.
I was looking at him, was like, I mean, why are you looking at me? You look like someone, that, about that life, that part.
What does
life.
That even mean?
Like, it's crazy. Like, it was like, excuse me.
Oh, you
like,
look like someone.
It was like, oh, you don't look innocent. Like, why are you acting
what do
innocent?
Like, that's so backwards.
Like,
what
was like,
is innocent?
Why are you acting innocent? You don't you look like,
he
I
said,
know,
why
like,
you
your
acting
type,
innocent?
Your type with the, you know, with the bot. Of course, you look like someone that is about that whole club life, the social life, all that. I said, excuse me. First of all, you know.
I would have just be like, oh,
you know,
Warren,
you know nothing about him. And Uber? I stood up and I left. Straight up, I blocked the guy. Blocked. Okay, and so that was basically. But then, like, I'm not the one. Like, actually, the dating actually.
You don't like.
Like, actually, I'm not the one to. Even, like, after that whole experience, data. I'm not. I really don't even see if, like, if we chat. If I see that, okay, you probably can just be a hangout, but not a formal, like, having to come to the restaurant and all that. But okay, for my good experience for dating though.
I feel like you're going for to talk restaurants. About your you better talk about your boyfriend though, because
okay, no, mom, like, my boyfriend, we actually never, like, okay, we did go on dates, right? But it was never anything. It was not
like, okay, new.
Yeah, it was
just
not
just
new.
We
it was never like
out.
Formal kind
yeah,
of like it was always
hang out.
Like, actually, like, what he did something like cute one time, I think. During this, we're doing online classes because I started my master's in Omega semester. So we're doing for that. Omega semester is second semester for my school.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was really stressed because I was doing a lot of assignments. I was really stressed. Like, classes were really annoying, all that. I was angry. It was like, tell me anything you want. I can order it for you. I was like, I don't really know. And it was like, see, I know you can be very indecisive, but I've sent someone to go get some things for you, and
aww.
Legit, like, this guy, he sent the biggest family size of pizza, one, got Chicken Republic, different, like, he got it in twos. Like,
it's
my house, my siblings were, my brother asked me, like, who is this? Like,
yes,
he was crazy.
Listen, I'm telling you.
I mean, it was so
he's already paid his bride price.
Like, I always joke about that. My bride price, really, your bride price means 200 naira. You're mad for that. Anyways.
In many words, 20 naira. Okay.
Yeah,
so the next segment we are going to be talking about now is a very short one. What attracts you to a person? Like, when you see somebody, what makes you say, ah, oh, I like this person? We're talking about physical, please.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay. Right. Yeah, we got spiritual. We have to do the physical.
Your spiritual being is not what we are seeing.
At all.
Okay. So, yeah.
So
what attracts you to him? What do you?
The first thing, a nice haircut.
Oh, a neat haircut.
Period.
Haircut. See, I don't like guys that go about.
Guys, you heard it.
Rock.
We don't like afro.
See, not,
can't barb
no,
your
no,
hair.
No. See, no, this is it. Whatever you are doing, do it well. If you are keeping an afro,
make it neat.
If you are doing whatever it is, no cuts.
Oh,
make
back.
It true. If you are weaving your hair,
make it neat.
Whatever
okay.
you are doing,
a
with
neat
it,
haircut.
Make it neat.
Yes, I love a neat haircut.
I love a neat haircut.
A clean,
general neatness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Word.
Very
general
important.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
From the crown
be smelling
of your
clean
to the toe,
don't,
to the sole of your feet.
I have a very sensitive
smell
nose.
Good.
Your mouth. You need to brush your teeth, please,
like,
because you can be fine and you just speak to me and your mouth. Oh God, please stay away from me. Please.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm attracted to neat guys.
So what skin? Before you said please, before they come and drag you. What skin dimension do you like?
Yeah.
Dark or light?
Oh, by the way, the person talking is very light skin.
Oh yeah, she's very light skin girl.
Okay, so most girls will tell you they want tall, dark, and handsome.
Exactly. What else is there in the market?
Emphasis on dark. In my family, we are light skin, so I cannot be discriminating on light skin people at this point.
So you look light skin guys.
Okay. So we have light skin. Many light skin guys in my family, so I cannot say I don't like light skin guys.
Me, I don't like light skin guys.
I like them.
That's
light
what
skin,
people say.
Dark skin. I'm actually indifferent about.
I cannot take you seriously if you like skin.
What? Wow.
Sorry.
If you say that, I'm taking you seriously.
Because my brother and I'm in a relationship.
What's that? Stop it.
A guy that I want to be in a relationship with or date. I can't. I mean,
this is how racism starts.
But I'm light skinned, so it's not racism.
No, I like my guys light skinned.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay. Wait, you are not done.
Okay.
Yeah.
But.
Masculine, please. I love muscles. Flex, flex, flex.
Tall or short?
Tall, of course.
Okay, what
I'm
is
sorry.
The tallness that will be like, okay, this is scary, or okay, what kind would you date him if he's your height? Maybe he's all that, but he's your height.
Just be taller than me. I'm not asking for
me.
Just be taller than me. I'm not asking for too much in this life. Just be taller than me, and we are good.
Okay, so that's yours. What about you?
Okay, first of all.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to ask you. What kind of dressing do you like? Do you like corporate guy, or do you like all these guys that are like Chris Brown type of dressing?
No, I won't take you seriously if you are dressed like that.
So you like corporate guys?
You don't have to go all formal suit and tie all the time. Okay. Just
decent like not the
I'm not now saying people that wear dress the other way. I'm not discriminating.
What do you call the jiggy boys?
I'm not saying, but if I say jiggy boys, you know what I'm talking about.
Of course, but no discrimination. Some
I'm
people
just saying it's
like
my
jiggy
taste.
Boys. Some people like jiggy boys.
She's pointing to
me. No, me. I didn't. Okay, but, what about you?
Okay, for me, physically, for one thing that draws me, like first of all, smell good.
Thank you.
I have a sensitive nose. Like,
brush your teeth, please. I have to put that in.
Smell
brush
good.
Your teeth. Oral
smell
hygiene.
Good. Smell good. Then look nice. Like she said, dressing. Like, just look presentable.
Do you like a good kaftan look?
I think I'm the kaftan. No, like,
I don't know what they call that. Senator.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're starched.
You don't like it. I like it.
If you come to me in a senator, I will literally ignore you.
It depends on the set. But you meet someone in a wedding and is wearing a senator, you will not talk to
I don't
care. What are you supposed to be wearing?
That's what I'm saying, girl.
Wait.
Is it corporate?
See, if it is corporate. She likes them jiggy.
Oh my God.
She likes them jiggy.
That's definitely a CU alumni. Like, for that.
No. See, if it is corporate, you have to be... Like, it has to be a sharp suit. It's not oversized.
Wow.
It's sharp, like James Bond, David Beckham. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't you guys like that?
No, we do.
But you don't have to be wearing suit and tie every time now.
Well, casual.
And your courage. Like, you can actually see a guy on that center and you will look absolutely good on him.
Who?
I'm
not attracted to Ibuka.
I'm not saying attracted. I'm just saying.
Even if Ibuka wore a suit, I would still not like him.
No, I'm not even talking about liking him. I'm saying just appreciating the look, the dress.
Okay, I think I've not even spoken about my own. So I think when you get to my, you get, you understand.
Oh my God. Let me just finish. Okay, the way you come, like conversations, the
okay,
way you
yes,
talk,
yes,
very
important.
Yeah.
Very
you should
important.
Be able to, because I'm a very,
intellectual.
Yeah, you should be able to. I mean, when you're talking,
please don't be a mumu.
Don't
have sense.
You should be able
Some
to
guys
express.
Are actually
you should be able
upstairs.
To express yourself well.
Yeah.
Like, that's very important. Yeah. You should state what you want.
You have
clearly.
Your own opinions.
Have your own opinion.
But we're talking about physical. You're even trying to get more marks than us.
See, don't mind that.
See,
what I said.
You know,
I feel like
person,
this is how she is when she's writing an exam.
When you meet the person, she's collect
extra.
And the lecturer will mark her own first, so don't use her own as a guide. Please, ma'am.
She's the reason why we have issues.
Oh my God. Stop it, please.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically about it.
For me.
We still need to talk about yourself.
For me.
We need to have another podcast session.
We are definitely having another session. Okay, for me, I would say. Please don't eat me. Don't eat me raw. That's why I'm
please bite her.
I like
jiggy guys.
No. I was joking about
she that. Likes jiggy guys.
I'm in primary school. Okay, I like dark skin. Very dark skin guys. Please, this is you. If I describe you,
our phone number 08111122333. Please call.
Put it in the description box.
Dark skin. I can do brown skin, like almost light skin. Like yes, like this. Yeah, you're not.
So you are discriminating against.
Sorry,
me.
I'm also light skin.
She's also like. I mean,
I don't like people. You are one of the problems.
It's not my fault. Like, I've never been attracted to a light, except maybe he's like mixed race.
What's that? What is that? What is?
Do you know that guy in Bridgerton? That kind of skin.
No, that guy in Bridgerton, yeah, but bigger.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks smaller. Have you seen me? I'm not going to be dragging my boyfriend like this.
Yo,
he used to be.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
so you like, you like
not too big, but like at least don't be too small. To like,
yeah. We're talking about the color of the
guy. Yeah,
is that kind of color? Right?
Yes, but because it's mixed.
At least
hey God, I feel like you're going to crucify me.
Oh my
everybody's beautiful. This is my preference.
Like, we give you permission to.
But if I said I only like light skin guys, be like, oh, your color is please. I like dark skin, chocolate, black. So
yeah, wow.
And
you're sending your
sorry to the light skin guys in my DM. That's why I've not been answering.
Oh wow.
Okay, dark skin, please brush your teeth. See, I can manage rough hair, but if your mouth, your teeth, please, mouth odor turns me off. I can literally be crying because I'm like, you're so fine, but your mouth is.
Choose some Clorox,
yeah,
at least.
Brush your teeth. Two, smell nice. Be ripped. No discrimination to dad bods.
Oh my God.
Are you guys attracted to dad bods, like little chunk hair? Oh, thank God, I'm not the only one, so don't crucify us. Work out. I also have dad bod, so in case you see me, you can insult me.
I still like what I like.
I still like what I like. What else? Dressing, like you guys said, I do not like that senator. Oh, like, I hate it.
What?
I hate it. No.
Wow. What do you mean, and how do you mean it?
How? Okay, I'm trying to imagine somebody in a senator. What you look like in a senator?
I'm literally pulling out a picture of a guy.
Yes, I have.
How many?
I'm four.
Wow,
that's a lot.
That's not a lot.
Oh,
I just reserve my comments.
Senator does not. I'm trying to imagine.
It
doesn't.
Like,
especially the ones
like
with
to
the
me,
thingy down there.
Some guys look rich in it, though. I don't know. What have you been seeing? Let me give you an example.
Now I get it.
Now you see that I'm traumatized.
I get it.
No.
I hate it.
Even before, I was actually based in Lagos. I know it looks nice, but.
It looks nice, guys. Come on. Jeez, I love it. I love guys in Senator.
I don't blame Isha. I blame Abuja boys.
They were do right.
Even when I was in Lagos, I didn't like it.
Jeez.
I like a good casual dressing suits. Yeah, just not the senator.
Imagine
me on a date with senator. Yes, tall please. Am I not? That will be short.
You tall.
But not too tall.
No, my only is like you have to be tall at the point that even if I wear heels,
be taller than me. Because I can take, I wear heels. Obviously, I'm tall. I wear heels and we are the same height.
Oh, yeah. So that.
But if I wear heels and I'm taller than you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to, let's go on a break and we'll be back real soon.
Mm-hmm.